time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
This is a homily for June 1st, the 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And it's about something that happened on Lake Genezareth. The Lake of Genezareth, also called the Sea of Galilee, is a relatively small body of water, 14 miles long and 7 miles wide. Not a lake like one of America's great lakes. It was hardly a small ocean. But storms could come up suddenly as the winds swept down through the mountains of Lebanon, turn over the boats used by the fishermen on the lake, and cause all kinds of trouble. The boats on the lake were sturdy enough, but not built to resist more than the normal waves on a not very big lake. The fishermen did not take unnecessary chances. They were quite skillful in reading the weather signs and were never very far from shore or one another. This particular storm must have been especially strong, and to having given no advance warning, because it's a story, of course, not about a lake, but about a troubled church, which, of course, the church has always been troubled. Okay. Once upon a time, two kids, a boy 8 and a girl 10, went out on the tiny lake where their family had a small summer home and a small pier where the small boat with a small motor was tied up. They went out on a boat ride with their dad. "There's supposed to be a storm," their mother said. "Be careful. Don't forget your life jackets." So they all put on their life jackets. Moms worry a lot, but there wasn't a cloud in the sky. No one put on the life jacket, really, because it was not a dangerous lake, just a little lake in a little summer resort area by a little house. Well, they had a nice time on the lake, a very nice time. And the weather was grand. There was nothing to worry about. "Put on your life preservers just the same," the father told the boy and the girl. "Well, Daddy," but he made them. And then a little while, they were taking their second trip down the lake when all of a sudden the clouds turned dark and the wind picked up and there was some lightning and thunder up in the clouds. And before they knew it, the lake was in a storm and the waves were rolling over the sides of their little boat and it was rocking back and forth. And they were terrified. At least the brother and sister were. Daddy didn't seem to be terrified because daddies are never terrified. Well, then, out of the fog which had settled down the lake, came two crazy teenagers in one of those motor ski boats. And they hit the little boat the family was in, cut through it, and knocked them all into the water and disappeared in the fog. "Hang on to me," the daddy shouted. "I'll take care of you." And the kids were crying and screaming and terrified. But they clung to their father, and he held them. And the rain fell, and the waves beat up the lake, and the fog got thicker and thicker, and they were just so frightened. "Daddy, Daddy, we're going to die." "No, you're not going to die. You can't die while I'm holding you." And then, just as suddenly as it had come up, you know what? The storm just went away. The clouds disappeared, the rain stopped, the wind stopped, and there they were. It was the same little lake, as calm as ever, and the storm was gone. But they were in the water. "Daddy, take us home." "Look up," he said. "Where are we?" Well, there they were in front of the cottage. He said, "Put your feet down." "No, put your feet down. You're on the sand just outside of the beach." They put their feet down, and sure enough, they had been perfectly safe all along. And then their mommy appeared on the pier. "Well," she said, "I'm glad that you had your life jackets on, because it must have been very rough out there." And I'm like, "Oh, Mommy, Daddy saved our lives." "Well," she said, "that's what daddies are for. Now, come on in, and I'll make brunch for you." Well, they didn't usually get brunch on vacation Sundays, so they were all very pleased. And then after that, the daddy said, "Why don't we go out and find those crazy teenagers in their power skis and tell them that I want to see their father and that I'm a lawyer." And so, well, they had a wonderful 2 weeks. It didn't rain again, and they all lived happily ever after.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.